planet Google unveiled, Encyclopedia's Mars base nowhere to be found. Hello, you're listening to UnNews. I'm Brad Fraser. Google Incorporated has launched Planet Google amidst widespread controversy over the apparent removal of Encyclopedia's Mars base from the newly rebranded planet. Media attention about the Planet Google venture started on March 10, 2006, when Mars disappeared from orbit, replaced only by a piece of paper reading, "Work in progress, love Google." Several days later, Planet Google was launched. However, according to reliable sources, it appears that there may be more to this move than meets the eye. Encyclopedia's Mars base, a longtime home to the Martian contributors to Encyclopedia, is completely missing from this newly rebranded planet. Satellite images of the surface of the planet revealed the discrepancy only a few hours ago. Although it's hard to tell at this point if the satellite images have been doctored, the base is really gone, or if the satellite's camera has a weighting system that heavily favors empty space over Encyclopedia. Contact with Mars base has not yet been established, although the Martian Encyclopedians are well known for being whacked on kittens a lot and being too lazy to answer the phone. The Encyclopedian community is typically apathetic about the whole situation. One Encyclopedian went as far as to say, "I never really liked that crappy base. I put it up for deletion, but nobody cared then, and I guess nobody cares now." Oscar Wilde had this to say about the base's apparent demise. "Good riddance. Now I can live in peace." Though questioned several times about the motives for banning Encyclopedia from Planet Google, Google themselves have not said anything about the situation, as the lengthy and complicated procedure for contacting Google for these matters is too difficult for the average Encyclopedian to follow. Encyclopedians are currently formulating opinions as to why Google has campaigned to censor Encyclopedia, but no discussions have yet been undergone as to whether the base should be rebuilt or just left non-existent as it is today. UnNews' continuing coverage will bring you more on the situation as it unfolds. I'm Brad Fraser with UnNews.